Did you know that Jesus was Jewish?
You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith? Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice.
Shalom and welcome to a special post-election episode of Jewish Voice. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, Ezra Benjamin. Today, we're going to navigate the path forward in the wake of Donald Trump's election victory. As followers of Jesus, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment. No matter how you voted in this episode, we're going to explore how all believers can draw strength and guidance from the scriptures in knowing how to obey authority, stand for what is godly, and live out our moral convictions, including to keep standing with Israel.
Amen.
Ezra, it was a shock to me that Trump had such a landslide victory.
Right.
It really
you
was.
Know, and there was so much uncertainty preceding the election that if it was very close on either side, right, if it was indecisive, there could have been violence, there could have been rioting, there could have been widespread accusations of voter fraud. You know, I'm thankful that there was a clear, decisive
victory. Me too.
Victory.
And as of today, there hasn't been rioting, there hasn't been any violence,
right,
although it was predicted that there would be terrible violence regardless of who was elected.
Sure.
Thank God for that.
Sure, and many, Jonathan, who are watching today, the president-elect may be the one you voted for, and for some who are watching, he may not.
One caution is this Messiah complex.
Right.
Trump is not the savior for America. This is so important. He's not going to save America. He's an amazing individual by any standards, but he's not the Messiah. And it's very important that our focus as believers is on the King of Kings.
That's right.
The Lord of Lords, the President of Presidents.
That's right.
And my prayer is that Donald Trump, who is now saying that the Lord spared his life, will grow into a relationship with God. This is really something on my heart. And I want to encourage all of you that love Donald Trump, that voted for Donald Trump, that are thrilled that he's the next president, that he's the 47th president, will pray for him to become more and more godly, more and more devoted to a biblical worldview. I don't think he's there yet. I honestly don't, but I think it's a start.
Right. It's a great prayer point,
yeah,
Jonathan.
One other point. On the other side,
sure.
There's a small group that are watching, and this is true of the younger generations. They're in despair because Donald Trump has been portrayed as a Hitler, as the destroyer of our democracy. That is not the case either. So I just want to talk about both sides. He's not the savior, and he's not Hitler. And he's not the destroyer of democracy. God is watching over this country, and I believe that he's not done with America. And again, also, if you are in despair that Donald Trump is our next president, look above the political scenario and look to the one who's seated on the throne. God is in control, and the kingdom of God has not been shaken. There's no division in the kingdom of God. And we have to work now on bringing the country back together.
Absolutely.
As believers.
Absolutely.
That's our job. We're agents of reconciliation. We're a priesthood, right? Called to bring reconciliation. I just wanted to say
sure.
that this
no,
is an
very
important
good. And
verse.
It's really yeah. a matter of prayer. And I'll say for many who may be saying the person I voted for is in office, praise the Lord. Don't stop praying. And we're going to get into some specific ways. I'll spit it out. Some specific ways that you can continue praying in this episode
yeah.
for the United States, for revival in America, especially for Israel and for the Jewish people as times
yeah.
remain tough.
So people that voted for Trump are elated, and the victory is won. Well, whatever is just getting started. The
yeah.
country has to be united again.
Right.
And there's a lot of work to be done, a
right.
lot of work to be done.
Right.
And we have to play a part in that, ladies
Absolutely.
And gentlemen. We really do.
Amen.
Read this.
So, Jonathan, this is Romans chapter 13, beginning in verse 1. And the context here is Paul speaking to believers, really, believers in Jesus, believers in Yeshua. And we have to remember that the Caesars, the leaders in the Roman Empire, were treacherous, dangerous, horrific, self-centered leaders. I mean, what the Roman church, if you will, the ecclesia, the body of believers in this time when this book was written, was going through probably far exceeded any of the political upheaval or scandal or, you know, accusations against leaders.
And
that
the great
we're seeing
thing
today.
Is that the church was growing,
right,
in the midst of turmoil,
and yet the
economic
church grew.
Upheaval,
right.
Political upheaval.
So
yeah.
Even in that context, okay? This is what Paul says to the believers in Rome. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. Notice there's no party. There's no party. There's no political persuasion in there. There's no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against that authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and in doing so, will bring judgment on themselves. And just skipping down a bit to verse 4, it says, for the one in authority is God's servant for your good. So isn't that interesting that the Lord establishes, the Lord in His foreknowledge, in His omnipotence, being the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, actually allows or establishes who would be in authority. And it says their purpose in God's economy, in God's kingdom, is to actually be a servant of His purposes.
And they don't always appear to be a
right.
great choice.
Exactly.
And they don't always do the right thing.
Right.
But whether you're a huge Donald Trump fan and you're elated, or you're in agony over this because you think he's going to destroy democracy, we all must pray for this man. That's what the Bible demands. We must pray for this man, and we must be reconcilers to bring unity. Mm-hmm. We have to do that.
That's the thing. And just, you know, real quickly on that, Jonathan, it says, they'll know you're my disciples, right? The Bible, the scriptures say very clearly, they'll know, the world will know that you're my followers by your love for one another. So the election's over. The season of political discord and turmoil has come to an end. We understand the clear answer right now. However you voted, our calling is to love one another. That preempts political divides. It's a kingdom of God love.
Ezra, one concern that I have now,
sure,
with the election over, we're not seeing riots, et cetera, but I think as changes are made, and there's going to be very significant changes made, just beginning with the border, for example, there's going to be a lot of pushback, and there's going to be this growing animosity and tension. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what's our role in this other than praying? I mean, we can easily be barking at each other from each side.
Sure. As we have been.
Yes, as we have been.
And I think it's important to distinguish here real issues that are very clearly spelled out in the Bible. And at times, the U.S. government or any government, if you're watching overseas, I know we have a large and growing international viewership, governments have to engage with issues where there's clearly a right out of the scriptures, righteous choice, and there's an unrighteous choice. And on those issues, may we be unified as a body of believers to make the righteous choice. But on so many other issues, Jonathan, the economy, taxes, foreign policy, there isn't necessarily a clear biblical righteous and unrighteous choice, and may our preference on those things as the new administration comes in, as changes begin to happen, may they not divide the body, because what a shame that would be, whether or not we get our way, that they would divide the body and cause us to hate one another.
Yeah, let me give you one example that just comes to mind, and I'll go right into the battlefield here. I'm anti-abortion. I'll just say it as clear as I can say it. I'm anti-abortion. I would talk anybody that I would beg my daughters if they were considering that. Yeah. I don't think they ever will, thank God. But it's a human life. But I also understand that we're in a democracy,
right?
And that we had this come up in Arizona, and the vote was to allow abortion.
Overwhelmingly. Right,
overwhelmingly.
In fact, the vote was to allow.
And we,
up to term, to be specific.
Up to term. And we have to accept that fact. And I do. So in one sense, I can support pro-choice because I believe in free will. But as a believer, I would want to be led to women that are confused and fearful and are contemplating abortion and talk about alternatives with them.
Sure.
I would just love that opportunity. That's one thing where we can be a voice of peace and reconciliation and hope.
Mother Teresa said years ago, you know, when she was alive, she said on this issue of abortion, she said, if you don't want your babies, give them to me.
Yeah.
And her point was, if you're going to be serious about a pro-life stance, be serious about adoption. Yeah. And we're on kind of a tangent here, but the point is, whether or not we get our way in the way the laws are formed, we have biblical requirements before
the
God.
The government in Arizona represent. Cannot enforce that, but you know, I can support that. That's the decision of the people. But I'd love the opportunity to help people through that, to help couples through that, in young girls through this.
Sure.
And I think that's something we should be aspiring to and praying about. We need to take a quick break, but I want to remind you that at Jewish Voice, we want everyone to be saved and to understand the truth, especially Jewish people, because the gospel is to the Jew first. Here's an opportunity for you to join in our work and share the good news of Yeshua, Jesus, with Jewish communities around the world by becoming a Shalom partner right now.
The election is over, but it seems uncertainty remains. With Israel in crisis, Islamic radicalism, so much hate and violence. Still, in God's timing, Shalom is a certainty. With a gift of just $25, we will send you the hardcover book, A Hope and a Future, echoing Jeremiah 29:11. Call or go online today, and we'll also include A Hope and a Future 90-day devotional with daily teachings. Commit to making a gift of $40 per month. And to say thank you, we'll send you the Jewish Voice Study Bible, overflowing with four-color maps, charts, and photos, plus a scripture reading schedule, a surprising list of messianic prophecies, and more. New Shalom partners will also receive a pin for your lapel, featuring the flag of Israel alongside the U.S. flag. As a Shalom partner, 100% of your donations will directly activate life-saving relief efforts, sending Bibles, sharing the good news, and supplying humanitarian need around the world, especially in Israel, where Jewish Voice coordinates with more than 80 hard-working and courageous ministries working on the ground. Thank you again for coming along thousands of other faithful believers to advance God's plan of restoration of the Jewish people. Call today. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. In this spiritual battle, your gift is already part of a victory.
Welcome back. We're so grateful for your commitment to stand with Jewish people and partnering with Jewish Voice. We just want to say thank you. Ezra, this is a time of healing for our country, I hope, and
Amen.
I pray.
Amen.
And we all have a lot of issues that are important to us.
Sure.
But this is Jewish Voice.
Yes, it is.
So we need to talk about the future for Israel. Amen. Israel is in crisis. They're fighting a war on five fronts, six fronts. I've lost track.
Right, with Iran as the puppet master.
Yes, the puppet master, and this looming threat of nuclear war.
Sure.
If they develop this nuclear weapon, and they're close. I don't know exactly how long, but I'm hearing reports continually that it's getting closer and closer and closer.
Right.
And we unfortunately enabled that with finances.
Certainly.
Unfortunately.
Certainly. So we understand the outcome of the election a few weeks ago. That's set. We're making practical preparations for the new administration to come into office in January. Now the question is, what do we do? And the exhortation is, we need to pray. And on the issues of Israel and the Jewish people, let's just spend a few minutes, Jonathan, talking about how practically our viewers can pray for the Lord to use this next U.S. presidential administration.
Absolutely. Well, one thing that is very clear, Hamas and Hezbollah are terrorist organizations committed to the destruction of Israel, that they are advocating genocide. Okay?
Right.
Genocide. They want the destruction of the Jewish people. Actually, not just in Israel, but right now in Israel proper.
Yeah. Sure.
They need to be wiped out. And we need to pray that they're eradicated just for the well-being of the world, not just for Israel.
Right.
And we need to pray that the Palestinians, survive, thrive, and develop a new mentality, a new worldview, a new paradigm for how to live in peace.
Yeah.
And develop a culture of life, not mm-hmm. death. We need to pray for that because we care about them. We support many Arab ministries at
Absolutely.
Jewish Voice, and we care about them, and we need to be praying for
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. And we say this so often, but we'll just say again, Israel, certainly the United States, but also the nation and government of Israel are not anti-Arab. They're not anti-Palestinian. They're not even anti-Muslim. There's over a million Muslim Israelis, Arabs, with Israeli
yes.
citizenship. Israel is anti, and may the next U.S. administration be fiercely anti-radicalized, jihadist, terrorist regime.
That's right.
That's the real threat to Israel's
That's
existence.
Right. That's right. We need to pray that the Abraham Accords continue, because this was very, very helpful for
yeah.
Israel through this whole process.
Right. You know, I'm thinking, had October 7th, 2023 happened 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, Jonathan, before the Abraham Accords, it would have been a very different situation for
it would
Israel.
Have.
It would have been Israel against every one of its neighbors.
So landscape has changed,
right.
but it needs to continue.
Yeah.
This process needs to continue,
right.
and there is a strong potential for true peace in the Middle East.
Yeah, during the first Trump administration, the U.S. Embassy, surprisingly, was moved to Jerusalem,
yes,
out of Tel Aviv.
And it was going to be an upheaval worldwide, supposedly.
Right.
Never happened.
Right.
And there it is. Our U.S. Embassy
right.
is their great move
for
us
right,
as a country.
The prayer point here is, under the first Trump administration, the Lord saw fit to use that administration for some advances in the United States aligning with God's kingdom purposes. Jesus, Yeshua, is the Prince of Peace, and we were able to some degree to help with some peace in the Middle East. It's not going to happen entirely till Jesus returns as the ruling and conquering king. But recognition of Jerusalem as the eternal capital of the Jewish people and the Jewish state. So the prayer point here is, under this second administration, this second round, that the Lord would direct. It says he directs the hearts of kings like channels of water in his hand wherever he pleases. So may the Lord yeah. direct the heart of Donald Trump and his administration into his kingdom purposes for Israel and
Amen.
The Middle East.
We have to band together with Israel. The U.S., our allies, Israel,
yeah.
have got to make a concerted effort to dismantle Iran's ability to create nuclear weapons. And if that means taking out the regime somehow, we've got to do it. We've got to protect the people of Iran,
right.
who actually are very supportive of peace, and many of them yeah. have no qualms with Israel.
Right, and again, like we yeah. said earlier
no
about the Arabs and the Palestinians, Israel's enemy, and I hope you can agree, your enemy, our enemy, is not the Persian people. The Lord
no.
loves the tens, hundreds of millions of Persian people on earth. But the current administration of Iran, this revolutionary guard that continues, has adopted a radicalized form of Islam that whose main goal is to eradicate Jewish people in the state of Israel.
Right.
That
and,
has to be dealt with.
And their top priority is nuclear, and they've made it clear, and I believe them. I believe
yeah.
them 100%. They are not lying. As soon as we have the weapon systems ready, we're firing
right.
our rockets against
right.
Israel. We've got to dismantle this.
Amen.
And we've got to be totally committed, all of the
yeah.
All of the powers,
right.
you know, the allies of the United States with Israel
right.
need to do this.
Going more globally to another very important prayer point, more important now perhaps than it's been since the end of World War II, is the sharp increase in anti-Semitism. A few weeks
yeah.
ago now, you know, the incident outside the soccer stadium in Amsterdam, right? It was a pogrom. It was a premeditated, violent riot against innocent Jewish sports fans just leaving the stadium.
Did you know that the State of Israel actually had to send aircraft to pull them out and take them
to rescue
them?
Jews,
yeah.
Israelis
yes.
from what became a hostile neighborhood
yeah.
overnight. Not the Netherlands, but radicalized Islam.
I don't know if people understand what a pogrom is,
yeah.
but this
premeditated,
is
premeditated violent riot against a specific religious group,
yeah.
specifically the Jews.
And I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. Yeah, when I lived in Russia, I had people yelling at me, dirty Jews, whatever, but I've
yeah.
never seen anything
right.
like this.
Right, so
ever.
We need to pray that the Lord would use this administration to eradicate growing anti-Semitism
yeah, and
worldwide.
Yeah, I want to let the cat out of the bag. We're coming out with a campaign soon to love your Jewish neighbor, and we sure hope you'll get behind that. You're going to see ads about this. This is a big push for us because
yeah.
we're committed as a ministry to fight against the rise of anti-Semitism.
Jonathan, another key item we need to be praying for, and you at home need to be praying for as the new administration takes office in a few weeks, is not in the Middle East, but it does affect hundreds of thousands of Jewish people. It's the war in Ukraine,
the ongoing war. That's a biggie. And I'll just maybe step out here and take a risk and say this war has to come to an end. It does. I feel like we NATO, American NATO, has really been pushing things towards the brink, towards a really catastrophic result with the allowing of American aircraft and American missiles to now fire into Russia. Mm-hmm. And my concern is that there's a madman at the helm of Russia that is actually threatening verbally to use nuclear weapons.
Right.
And I think we have to find peace, and we need to pray that this administration, that this new administration has this, this the wisdom and the prayer support and God's favor to bring this war to an end.
To prevent World War III,
to prevent
nuclear war.
I would say my greatest concern for my kids is nuclear war. Well, for all of us now. I have other concerns for my kids. We're older. They're going to be around a lot longer. I really feel that this is the greatest threat we face right now, imminent threat, that this war, Ukrainian war, could turn into nuclear war. And I pray that this, please pray with me, that this administration, that Donald Trump, who says, I'll have this thing wrapped up before I'm in office, let it not be bluster. Let it actually be a word from the Lord that comes to pass. This has to end.
Right. Amen. And, you know, you may be watching, and maybe you're watching overseas, saying, you know, America isn't the savior of the world. And of course we're not. If you think we are, think again. It's not certainly not in the pages of the Bible. But, Jonathan, the Lord has afforded the United States the influence, some of the power, the resources, the relationships internationally to effect great change. And so may the Lord use the next administration to effect great change for peace and for well-being and an end to needless war for his kingdom purposes.
If you want to talk about really godly principles, peace.
Yeah.
Peace and limiting the human life being destroyed is critical. We need to take a quick break, but I want to remind you that at Jewish Voice, we want everyone to be saved and to understand the truth, especially Jewish people, because the gospel is to the Jew first. Here's an opportunity for you to join in our work and share the good news of Yeshua, Jesus, with Jewish communities around the world by becoming a Shalom partner right now.
The election is over, but it seems uncertainty remains. With Israel in crisis, Islamic radicalism, so much hate and violence. Still, in God's timing, Shalom is a certainty. With a gift of just $25, we will send you the hardcover book, A Hope and a Future, echoing Jeremiah 29:11. Call or go online today, and we'll also include A Hope and a Future 90-day devotional with daily teachings. Commit to making a gift of $40 per month. And to say thank you, we'll send you the Jewish Voice Study Bible, overflowing with four-color maps, charts, and photos, plus a scripture reading schedule, a surprising list of messianic prophecies, and more. New Shalom partners will also receive a pin for your lapel, featuring the flag of Israel alongside the U.S. flag. As a Shalom partner, 100% of your donations will directly activate life-saving relief efforts, sending Bibles, sharing the good news, and supplying humanitarian need around the world, especially in Israel, where Jewish Voice coordinates with more than 80 hard-working and courageous ministries working on the ground. Thank you again for coming along thousands of other faithful believers to advance God's plan of restoration of the Jewish people. Call today. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. In this spiritual battle, your gift is already part of a victory.
We take time in every program to pray for those that have written with prayer requests. Yeah. We're going to do something a little different today because of the theme of the program. We're going to pray for the president-elect, and we're going to pray for his cabinet. We're going to pray for the leaders that are appointed. We're going to pray for the new senators and representatives that come into the House. We're praying for our government and for our country today. Before we do that, I just want to say that you may be watching and you have never given your heart to Jesus. You're not a believer, but you know that it's true, that he died for you, that he rose again for you. And I want to urge you, today is the day of your salvation. Don't wait till tomorrow. You can just pray a simple prayer. God, please change my life. I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and I want to live for you. And that's it. He'll come in you, inside of you, by his Spirit, and he'll change your life forever. It really is life transforming. Don't wait. Ezra, let's pray together. Start and I'll finish.
Sure. Lord, we thank you that in this next 4 years that you would use this new group of still imperfect men and women for your kingdom purposes. Lord, that you would bring revival to America, that you would cause us in our laws and our behavior as a nation to raise up righteousness and to tear down wickedness, and that you would use this nation Donald Trump and his cabinet the Congress and the Senate, Lord, and all those in authority to be tools in your hand the furthering of kingdom purposes in Yeshua's name.
Well, as we wrap up this special post-election episode of Jewish Voice, we want to thank you for joining us. No matter who you voted for, remember, first and foremost, God's promises remain true, and so does his call for us to be an example and to pray. We invite you to go deeper and find meaningful ways to support and bless Israel and the Jewish community worldwide by logging on to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv. You'll find resources that will help you grow in your faith, opportunities to make a positive impact, and you can send prayer requests to us on the site. And remember that the greatest news you can give any Jewish person is the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua. As always, I want to ask you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're exhorted to do that in Psalm 122:6. Until next time, this is Jonathan Burness along with Ezra Benjamin saying Shalom and God bless you.